Zion Nissen, Friday the 15th of April, Heir of Shabbos HaGadol, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, Taras Hametzora.
Today we're going to make a little change to the moment. People have all been speaking on the Yone Pesach. Today we'll talk about the Sedra. We'll end up on the Yone Pesach. But the past two Sedras, this week and last week, the subject has all been about Mitzvah, a person who has Solas. The din is, as we've learned right through the two Sedras, the purity and the tumor of the Nagoyim can only be done through a Kohen. Simply, it's a Gzeiros HaKosuv, that only a Kohen can either be Metameh, or a Kohen can be Metaya. The Mefarshim quote a Medrash. The Medrash says on the Posik, Yilorotzein Imreifi, that David HaMelech said, the words, Yilorotzein Imreifi, my words of my mouth should be accepted, Lorotzein. Says the Medrash, that it should be considered my saying of Tehillim as if I learned Negoyim and Olos. Mishnah is Negoyim and Mishnah is Olos. Barabatish, you learn the Pshat that your Tehillim, what you've said, should be like you've learned Mishnah is Negoyim and Olos, which are asking people who have learned Mishnayos will tell you one of the hardest Mishnayos in Shas. But that Pshat is a very difficult Pshat. And if you ask other people, they'll tell you there's plenty other difficult Mesechtas. So why is it specifically called Kenegoyim for others? The Halacha is, as we said before, that a Metzora can only become toy by a Kohen, or come tome by a Kohen. Whatever the Kohen says, that is done. A remez to that is a posik in Tanakh. The posik says in Tanakh, Ki sipsei Kohen, the lips of a Kohen, Yishmeru das, they guard das, v'teyua yivakshu mipiv. There's the pasuk, why? Ki malach Hashem tzvoisu, because the Kohen is a malach Hashem, meaning to say, the lips of a Kohen are not like any simple boss of a dom. His lips on the end have got a certain inkling of him, of a dugma shel malach. His lips are lips of Kedusha. And the Gemara says in Psochim, a famous Gemara in Psochim, Dav Gimel Amid Beis. There were three Kohenim. One Kohen said, I got from the Lechem upon him the amount of a pool, a lentil. The other Kohen said, I got Kezias, like an olive. A third Kohen said, I got like the tail of a weasel. Kezonav halato. Shteit in the Gemara, in Psochim, Bodku acharov, they were bodekim, this Kohen. Umotsuboi, and they found in him, Shemet psul, meaning a psul, he was a cholol, he was a psul kuna. What got them suspicious? To have an idea that they need to be bodekim, the Teretz is, since Kohenim are special people, Kohenim are people who are miyuchad, that their lips talk bikdusha. Therefore it's impossible for them to be a Kohen if he talks not with his tower of his mouth. And therefore, if he went along and he used words like his son of Alato, the tail of a weasel, he called the lechem upon him, the shear, They already got straight away, the suspicion to check him, and they take a found Shemet Shelbasul. And that's why Take Nochinami, the Kohen, has the Koyach with his lips to go along and be Metaye, a person with a Metzeira, with his mouth. And these his words are Keveya, decide what the Metzeira is. As Chazal say in Keheles, Zeh lo uma zeh osa likim. The Ribbono shel Olam made one opposite the other. The guy who's a Metzeira, what does he do? He makes his mouth, his lips, and his tongue hefka. Comes the lips of the Kohen. After, who guards himself, and he's careful, the Kohen, even not to say a Loshen Maguna, and he can decide the din, the halacha of the Metzeira. The halacha is, the Gemara says, that if there is no Kohen around, who's a Talmud Chacham, who knows the difference between a Nega Tomei and a Nega Toi, says the Gemara, you ask a Yisrael Talmud Chacham, to see the Nega, and he will give over whatever he feels is the halacha to the Kohen Amoretz, and the Kohen will say with his mouth whether the Metzeira is Tomei or whether the Metzeira is Toi. Kum dechis, that even though the Kohen doesn't understand the reasoning that he's saying, that decides the decision of the person of the Nega. Says Vamei Simcha. That's what David HaMelech said. Yeravotzein Imrei Fi. That David HaMelech damned. That when I say Tehillim, even though I say Tehillim like a parrot, I don't understand what I'm saying. I'm just saying the words of Tehillim. David HaMelech said that it should be accepted by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even though I don't understand the words of the Tehillim, I'm just saying it, it should be accepted. Just like a Kohen. When a Kohen goes around, that's what it means, kindergoyen. That just like a Kohen, when he goes and he says, even Tomei or Toi, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's an Amoret. Oh, but that's enough. That's what David HaMelech davened, that his words of Tehillim, even though David HaMelech said, I don't know what it means, it should be accepted. The Torah writes, V'yotzo HaKoyim, and the Koyim should go out, beginning of the Sedra, El Michutz HaMachaneh, V'ro HaKoyim, and the Koyim will see, V'hine Nipo Nega Tzavas, the Tzavas is healed, Mina Tzavua, from the person who's got Tzavas. The Kasha is, the Torah is calling him now a Tzavua, even after he's already been healed. Now, once he's been healed, he's not anymore a Metzeira. The Torah should have written, V'hine Nipo HaTzavua, Min Nega Tzavas. The Loshon of the Torah is difficult. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis, Eizehu Tshuva Gemura, what's called an Emes Baal Tshuva. Says the Rambam, Zeh Shebo LeYodei, a person who comes to him again, the Dra Aveira, the Aveira what he did. And it was possible for him to do the Aveira. And he goes and he says no to his Yetzer Hara. And the Rambam adds on, he's in that same place where he did the Aveira. And he's Pirush. And he holds himself back. Velo also tshuva, and he doesn't do tshuva. Says the Rambam, Zehu Baal Tshuva Gemura. Kumteis in Rambam state, Vos heista Baal Tshuva. That it comes that Nisoyen. And that same Nisoyen, in that place, then he's called a Baal Tshuva. So I once heard, this person who got tzaraas, what did he get the tzaraas for? He got the tzaraas for the avera of Lashon Hara. Jolly well mate, he may have done tshuva. He may have done chavota for his avera. But his completion of his tshuva hasn't yet been accomplished. Why? But where's the Metzora been? The Metzora has been outside. As it said last week, Sedra, Vodod Yeshev Mechutzla Machane Moshovoi. Therefore, the Torah calls him still a person who's a tzura. Why? Because till he comes back to be together with his friends and with his and all his chaverim, and only then he refrains from talking Lashon Hara. Till then he's not an emes of Baal Tshuva. So that's why the Torah calls him Vehine Nirpon Nega Tzaraas, because now he's coming back. He's coming back, Mechutz Ramachaneh. He's coming back amongst the people. So still at this moment, he's still called a Tzura. And never answer could be. Every action that a person does, whether it's a mitzvah, whether it's an aveira, he creates with his mitzvah or his aveira a malach. Whether it's a good spiritual malach, as the Mishnah says in Ovis, kol ha'ose mitzvah achas, if a person does a mitzvah, kein eloi, he acquires for himself, says the Mishnah, praklit achas, one advocate. Va'eva aveira achas, if a person does an aveira, kein eloi, he acquires for himself, says the Mishnah, kantega achas, one accuser. Say the Mefarshim, the Malach, who is the Malach, who's the Kantega, the accuser, he is called a Nega. As it says in the Posik, Venega la yikra balecho, Venega, it shouldn't come in your thing. So when a person does tshuva, you know what he's doing, he's nipa from having a nega. The Mekatvik, who was the Malach, he changes his name. And he becomes not anymore a nega, he becomes an oineg. Rav Leib Lapien Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livroche said, Amoyridike Gedank. If you look at the word nega, and you look at the word oineg, they are exactly the same three letters. Nun Gimel Ayin, and Ayin Nun Gimel. Said Rav Leib Lapien, the word oineg is the first verb, is a with ayin. If a person is a chacham ein abereshoi, then he sees right from the beginning what's going to happen, and he sees how to behave himself. If what his obligations, and he's careful always to go on the right way. Therefore, his life is considered to be an oineg. But said Rav Leib Lapien, a person who doesn't have an ayin, he's an ayin. Then you know what he brings? He brings a nega upon himself. He only comes to the recognition of the ayin to see only later. He has to go through all these sorrows, and only later does he come to the realization. So that's what the Torah means here. Vehine nirpo. Then that's what we asked. Why does the Torah say, Vehine nirpo nega tzaraas min ha-tzarua? The Torah says, the Malach ha-mashchis, the Malach, which was called nega, he's been healed. Now, for what? For the person being a mitayeh. The Meshech Chochmah says, the Torah uses the word la-mitayeh in the Mishpael. To show you how does he become a metaya, for being metaya himself, for being doing good deeds, and through that he changes himself from being a nega, and he comes to be a oineg, to be a person who is a oineg. That is not my vort. This vort is mainly from Abchaskel Levinstein. The Torah continues. The last parasha of Tzaraas, the Torah says, "Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe v'el Aharon le'emor, כי סובו יהיו אל ארץ כנען, אשר אני נויסן לכם לאחוזו, when you'll come to ארץ כנען, which I'm giving you as a possession, ונוסעתי נגע צורץ, then I'll give צורץ בבית ארץ אחוזוסכם. Said Rab Itzel Zalman Melzer, why does the Torah need to write the words, כי סובו יהיו אל ארץ כנען? The Torah could have just written, כי סובו יהיו אל ארץ. Why does the Torah here add on the word Canaan? Says Rab Itzel Zalman, Eretz Yisrael is called the land of Canaan. Canaan comes, says Rab Itzel Zalman, from the word Hachnor, humble, to teach you that the fundamental to be Kaina Eretz Yisrael is with Hachnor. With humbleness, to get Eretz Yisrael and to realize that Eretz Yisrael is all Matnas Hashem. Matnas Hashem. And Chas V'Sholem, if you don't realize that, then Chas V'Sholem, you can come to Negoyim. The Gemara says in Erchin that one of the things which bring about Negoyim are Gasus Ruach, haughtiness. Gasus Ruach, where does that come about? When a person has a nice house and everything goes well, as it says in the Pasuk, in Parshas Ekev, Pen Teuchal V'Sovotov, U'Botin Tevim, V'Yoshavto, V'Rom Levovcho, V'Shochachto Es Hashem Alekecho. Says Rav Itzel Zalman, that's now Pshat in the Pasuk. Ki Sovo Yehu El Eretz Canaan, if you come to Eretz Canaan, meaning you come and you realize Bachnor, that the land that you got is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that land will be, says Rabbi Yitzchak Zalman, La'achuzo. Or if Chas V'Sholem, a person forgets, and he thinks that the land is his, Koichi V'Eitzim Yodi Oso La'achay El Azeb, then says the Torah, straight afterwards, V'Nafsati Nega Tzoras, I will bring Tzoras, then the Ashgocha goes away from you. And the only thing you'll have to do is go along and knock down your house. Rashi says, and that Pasuk, B'Seira Hilahem, it's news, Shani Goyim Boyim Alem, that then the Goyim, says the Rashi, Lifi Shit Minu Emoyim, their Emoyim hid there. Unbelievable gold in the walls of the houses. And through the Nega, what happened was, they were cutting down the houses, and they would get back all their gold. The Gashi is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give Ashivas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to give Ashivas with going along and knocking down people's houses. And more than that, Chazal say, the Gemara says, why does Negoyim come? Because of Tzoras Ha'ayin, meaning a person doesn't want to give away anything of his own. He wants to keep everything for himself. No. Now he gets Negoyim, kum ta'avek, mit grace ha'besuras tevis. State of them a miridik avot from the Oruch HaShulchan. The Oruch HaShulchan says that the character of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that even when he punishes with terrible Yisurim, it's not his intention, stam, just to punish with Yisurim. That's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention is to bring people back to the good. But through the Saras, through the Tzoras, he will go along and bring a person back to good. As we see ourselves a few weeks ago in Parshas Vayeshev, the story of the Mechiras Yosef. At the beginning, the story of Mechiras Yosef looked a terrible sorrow. What came out at the end of the day? It came out unbelievable good things for him. Came Amalek and Yeshuas. Says the Oruch HaShulchan, exactly the same is here. Avada v'nafsati negatzaras. The Nasati Negatzaras is unbelievable bad news. Bad Basura. Berashi says he'll be punished taka for the Avera. But at the end of the day, at the course of the time, you know what will happen? He will go along and he will be changed for good. Enoch and Anna, if they wouldn't have sinned, they would have got the gold. They would have got the gold without any sap. Now that they've sinned, they will go along and get the hidden gold. How will they get it? With Takif Bissam. Because he said, the end of the day, the Yisurim is bought. But at the end of the day, the Yisurim is bought for good. And interesting is, the Klei Yoko says, the Teva writes at the beginning of the Sedra, V'hoya b'yayim ashri, yigalach es kol sovei, es roishoi, v'es zekonoi, v'es gabbe zein. Zog the Klei Yoko. The Gemara darshens it. Why the Torah is so marvish. But the Klei Yoko says, unbelievable. Chazal say, there are three Avedos. Gaiva, Lashon Hara, and Soros Hayim. Rishoy, and you know why he's Megaleach? Because he's a Baal Gaiva. Zekonoi, why is he Megaleach? That's by his moustache. Because he spoke Lashon Hara. Einov, why is he Megaleach? He's Megaleach because of Soros Hayim. He can't give away. And more than that, where do you find why should we find by a person who speaks Lashon Hara should have to bring a korban also? Chatos, for example, you do for an aveira of a shegek. But why should you also means when you're moil, you do me'ila, you steal from Egdash? Says the Svarnoi, that a person who goes and is a Baal Gaiva, he's moil in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara says in Seder, that person who's a Baal Gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't be with him. Ein ani v'heim, yecheinim lodu, I'm not able to live together, but mokim echot. Person who speaks Lashon Hara is exactly the same. He pretends as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know. He's Batesa, he speaks when nobody watches. Like the Gemara says, Kol ha'eva aveva Batesa, Ki'ilu deichek, is pushing away the Ragli Shchida, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not there. And that's why Kundes the Korban Osham is brought as a Korban, as a Kapora for Mi'ila, for the Mi'ila, what he's gone against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tomorrow, Bezalel Hashem, we're going to read the Apteva everywhere. Hine onoichi shaleach lochem, I'm going to send you as Eliyahu Anovi, state in the Pasuk, Livnei Buri Yoyim HaGodel HaNeiro. Frek the Chofetz Chaim. Why does the Pasuk write, Hine onoichi shaleach, in the present tense? Says the Chofetz Chaim, the Torah should have written, Hine onoichi ashaleach, behold, I will send. Rog the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, the Novi is teaching you, that Eliyahu HaNovi is already all there ready. He's ready, he's already managed there, ready to bring us the great news, that of the Gula. But we, us, are holding it back. It all depends on us, that he should be ready, that we should be ready, lekabel ponov. Therefore, that's why the Torah writes, in Eon Lechi Shaleach, behold, I am sending. He's already on the way. He's waiting to accomplish his task. State a Maisa, a Miradika Maisa, again from the Chofetz Chaim. They approached the Beis HaLevi, a delegation, approached the Beis HaLevi to come rov in Brisk. And the Beis HaLevi turned it down at the beginning. Then one of the delegates stayed on. And he came to the Beis HaLevi, and he said to the Beis HaLevi, how can you refuse such a job when there's 25,000 people waiting for you? When the Beis HaLevi heard that, the Beis HaLevi got scared from those comments. And he called his Rebbetzin, and he said to his Rebbetzin, get me ready my Rabbonisha clothes. I got my special Rabbonisha clothes. And he got ready, and he said, I'm going. I'm not sure if the Chofetz Chaim was there at the time, or the Chofetz Chaim said it later. The Chofetz Chaim said that the Beis HaLevi, when he heard there were 25,000 people waiting for him, He said that Mashiach knows jolly well that we are really waiting for him. Said the Chofetz Chaim that Mashiach would come straight away. The problem is, says the Chofetz Chaim, these words, that we say it that we want it, but we don't really completely want it. If we would have wanted it, just like the Beis HaLevi, when he heard there were 25,000 people waiting for him, he jumped, and he got straight away, he got his Rebbetzin to get his Shabbos clothes, his Rabbonisha clothes to go. Chazal say, Benisan Nigalu, or Benisan Asidin Nigoya. The Yidden were redeemed in Nisan, and they're going to be redeemed. The Gemara says, B'Migdosh Rishon, in the first place of Migdosh, there were three very serious aveiros. Aveiros Zore, Gilei Avoyos, and Shlichus Domi. Zog the Gemara, B'Migdosh Sheni, Hoyu Oiskim Bateira, they were Oisik Bateira, U'Bigimilas Chatzodim, and in Teira. Why, says the Gemara, was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed mimnei shehoi soboi sinas chino. There was sinas chino. Rok the Gemara in Yuma daftes lelamdoch sheshkulo sinas chino, that sinas chino is kineged the aveirus chamurus of all in the Teira. Writes the Chofetz Chaim in his Agdome of Shmiris HaLoshen. What does the Gemara mean by Loshen Hore? What does the Gemara mean by Sinas Chinam? The word Sinas Chinam, Zog Leiliger Chofetz Chaim, means Loshen Hore. What comes about only through Loshen, through Sinas Chinam? Let us all hope that Bezer Hashem, every one of us, should be Mechazik in the Aveira of Loshen Hore. And that will be a schus that we should all be redeemed. Behem Shteitim Svarim, I think it's Ksidish Svarim, Pesach is Pesach. The mouth talks. What does the mouth talk? Heilig Averta. Oy, Be'ezel Hashem, all of us will go along and be Mechazik in the Avera of Loshen Hore. And through that, we'll take that merit and we'll take it, as the Chofetz Chaim said, decide that we really want Mashiach. Not stand, say it, as the Chofetz Chaim said, that we just say it in our mouth. We say it in our heart. We can be sure, Bezer Hashem, still a whole week till Pesach, Mashiach can come and be Matayah ourselves with Pora Aduma, that next Friday, Bezer Hashem, we can bring the Pora Aduma with the Korban Pesach, and Bezer Hashem, with the Zeuche Zayin, to Yeshua's Menachos. Amen.